Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, so people are asking what happened yesterday with grand jury.
All right, buckle up, kids.
Yes, it gets it gets pretty sticky.
Why are you indicted?
So I get there.
Where are you going to be on the Lori Loughlin grand jury?
And, that's what I was hoping. Right?
That would be amazing.
So, Felicity Huffman, you're
150
guilty.
People in the courtroom, and they are late getting started. The judge actually came out and apologized before we even got started. There was problems with paperwork or whatever. So they got a late start, and then she goes to and explains what the grand jury is and what the difference is between grand jury duty and jury duty. Jury duty is the petite jury. It's 12 jurors, you know, looking at a case. The grand jury is looking at evidence to see if it should go to trial, if it's more likely than not that this happened.
Right.
So she explains all of this to us, and then she asks, is there any reason why you shouldn't serve? And she gives different examples, and you hold up your number if you think you fall into this example. And they do all of that. And then they go, each person goes up.
Did you put up your hand or no?
No, I never did.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just call your number.
Yeah.
Okay, and they bring each person up to the judge. She's set up on kind of a sidebar at her bench, and there are a couple of people standing around, and I walk up, and she says, so, intercom.
Wait, stop. One question.
Yes.
So you have to sit there while 150 people go up to the judge?
That is right.
Is it an alphabetical order?
God.
It's just in the order of the number you were assigned.
Oh.
Thankfully, my number was pretty early on, so I only had, I was out of there by about 12:30.
Wow.
So I get called up there, and she says, intercom. What is Entercom? Now, that is the parent company that owns Mix 104.1. And I said, I'll just get to the point, Judge. I'm a radio show host, Carson Kennedy, on Mix 104.1. She's like, oh, well, what time are you guys on? I'm not familiar with that show. And I said, we're on every morning, 5:30 to 10. And she says, well, what do you talk about on your show? And I was like, well, we talk about what's going on in our personal lives and what's going on in pop culture and news and whatever. She's like, oh, so you talk about news stories? I said, yeah. And she says, do you talk about crime dramas? And I was like, occasionally. And then there's another woman standing there, and she says, let me ask you, did you talk about your grand jury duty yesterday on your show?
Damn, Skippy.
So apparently this court stenographer
It was not. No, it was just much further up the food chain than a court stenographer. There was a court stenographer in
there.
So
is she a bailiff?
No. She was assisting the judge.
Oh.
In, I don't know if she was an attorney, but she was.
So she holds the robe.
So... You know, I'm like, I didn't know, because when you go in there, they talk to you, like, if you're selected, you can't talk about this to anybody.
Well, not your. That.
Yeah.
And we were hoping for that.
You did,
right.
Of course. But
so then the judge, she says to me, so can you keep a secret?
Tell her to call me.
So
call me up. Ask anyone in the greater Boston area if Carson can.
And
keep
I was like,
secret.
Well, Your Honor, my wife would probably say no.
She's not the only one.
And then the other woman follows up, and she's like, well, no, you know, if you get picked for this, you won't be able to talk about it on your show. Would you be able to do that? And I said, well, I guess so. And the judge said, well, you know, if you get picked, it absolutely means you can't talk about it.
So does this mean that, let's just say, a story came across that we were going to talk about, but you were on the grand jury for that? Would you have to say, stop, we can't do that story because of you?
Would you have to recuse yourself from the show?
Oh, by the way, I would have been gone every 3 days a week for the next almost 6 months if I had been picked.
Oh.
So she says to me.
Salt in the gang.
She says to me,
been a good show.
How much time off will your company give you and pay you for? And I'm like, well, I don't have any idea.
Yeah.
And she says, well, I need you to find out. And I said, right now? And she said, I'll wait. And so they sent me off into this hallway.
Wow. Okay, I was about to say, I was like, you're the guy in the courtroom that the guy who has the number behind you is like, God, this guy's a
Come
jerk.
On.
I think I spent 20 minutes
questions.
At the bench. So I go
at
off.
At that point, was it getting super real?
You know, my palms are sweating. My heart's going 100 miles an hour. I am shaking. So I call our HR person, Melissa Sullivan. I text her first, and I'm like, emergency, please call me ASAP. She calls me right back. I explain to her what's happening, and she says, Carson, this is the wrong Melissa Sullivan. This is your neighbor.
Why are you like this?
Carson level 100.
You should have been on the jury.
So I hang up with her. Sorry, I'll let you know. I still haven't told her what happened. I finally get the right Melissa Sullivan on the phone. She has to go into like corporate policy and look up what happens here.
Yeah.
And she says, well, our company policy is 10 days for jury duty. I'm like...
So they would only pay you 10 days
right.
for jury duty.
So I go back in to the judge, and the judge says, what happened? I said, well, I called the HR director, and she said that the company pays 10 days. And the judge said, well, you probably couldn't live for that long without a paycheck that was only 10 days, could you? I was just like, no, Your Honor, I could not. She's like, you're dismissed.
You wouldn't dip into Lana's, you know, embroidery money?
I have a
Sorry,
question.
Gotta go to jury duty.
As soon as she said dismiss, I was like, "Patee!"
I got the rest of the day off.
Who could do that?
I don't know.
Maybe some other companies.
I knew a guy that did it that was in the military, and he had to have surgery on his knee, and so he was laid up for 6 months. So he did it. People that are retired, maybe somebody that's out of work, they find people. You know,
they gotta have. I mean, people are doing it,
right?
So.
They find people. It just takes a while. That's why they have 150 people to try and get 24.
That's probably why it's grand jury is not every day, because a couple of days are for finding people for the jury.
Wow, man!
Holy smokes. Freaking out. I'm like. Vacation?
Huh. And he's like, I wanted so much to be on jury duty. And now he's like, wait.
No.
Well, I'm glad you're here. That would have been an interesting time. I just don't know.
When that woman said to me, you wouldn't happen to be the radio personality who was talking about the grand jury on their show yesterday.
I told you.
I was like, am I in violation? And the judge's like, no, you're fine. You're good.
Am I in contempt?
I'd like to be.
Carson's like, I surrender.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.